welcome to episode 58 of Everything Under the Sun, a weekly podcast answering all the most pressing questions children around the world have about life on Earth. We're all stuck at home at the moment. Hopefully you're all with people around you, doing nice things and finding ways to enjoy the day. But we're all missing being out and about and seeing our friends and doing all the things that we used to do. Hopefully it's only going to be for a little bit longer. We're all doing it to keep safe and keep everyone else safe. So well done, everybody, and keep strong and let's keep going. To help all the other children around the world who are home from school, please do send the link to the podcast to all your friends. Ask your mum or dad to do it and tell everyone about it, as I think there'll be lots of children who would just like to hear other children's voices right now and find out some new stuff about our world. If you want to send it to a friend to listen, why don't you just pick your favourite episode and then send them that one and say, here, have a listen to Everything Under the Sun. This week, our first question is about a sleepy animal called a sloth. Or is it sleepy? The question comes from Alice. Over to Alice.
Hello, my name is Alice and I am 5. I live in Bristol. My question is, why do sloths sleep so much?
Hi Alice, thanks for your great question. As you may know, sloth is a word that means slow. Sloths, the animals, are called that because they do move around the world very slowly, and they don't do all that much. It used to be thought that sloths sleep a lot, as your question suggests. We used to think that sloths sleep for 15 hours of the day. Well, now there's a new source of information that has come about saying that that's from studying sloths who are in captivity. There's been a new study looking at sloths in the wild, and it's been discovered that three-toed sloths, which are the species that the study looked at, actually sleep for less than we thought. It's more like 10 hours a day, which is probably about the amount that you sleep. So now sloth scientists have realised more work needs to be done to work out whether sloths really are that sleepy. It could just be that in captivity they're a bit bored, so they go to sleep, or that they don't need to spend so much time looking for food, as it's just given to them, or avoiding predators because they don't have any of those in captivity. In any case, sloths in the wild are maybe less sleepy than we at first thought, but they're still slow, so their name still fits. They spend their waking hours eating leaves and twigs. The only time they leave their trees is about once a week, if that, to go to the loo. They head to the ground, dig a hole, do what they need to do, then cover it up and go back to the trees. Each poo they do is so big they lose up to a third of their body weight when they go. This is the most dangerous part of a sloth's week, as they're not safely hidden in the trees, and that's the only time really that they're likely to get attacked by animals, so they have to be quite brave to go to the loo. I hope that answers your question, Alice. Our second question is about something we do when we sleep. What do you think it could be? We've talked about talking in your sleep and walking in your sleep. This is about something that we do without moving. It's about dreams. The question comes from Katrin. Hi, Katrin.
Hi, Molly. My name's Katrin and I'm 10 years old and I like playing football and playing on my guitar. My question is, why do people dream? Thanks.
Hi, Katrin. Thanks for your brilliant question. It's a very good one. To answer it, I have David Eagleman, who is a neuroscientist. That's someone who studies the brain, and he is also a best-selling author. He's written books all about the brain, and he knows about dreams, so he has a great answer for you. Over to David.
Thank you for the question, Katrine. No one knows for certain why we dream, but scientists have a few ideas. Some people have suggested that dreams allow the brain to run simulations of things like fighting or problem solving before we test those out in the real world. So the idea is that dreams can provide an offline practice session, allowing rehearsal and locking in memories. But recently, my student Dawn Vaughn and I have proposed a different possibility for why we dream. And this requires a moment of background. One of the big discoveries in the brain has been how fluidly its borders move around. So, if you go blind, the part of your brain that we think of as the visual area will get taken over by neighboring areas like touch or hearing. So what's been surprising in recent years is how fast that happens. If you blindfold someone, you start to see the visual areas begin to get taken over, that is, they respond to touch or hearing, within about an hour. So we have proposed that the reason we dream is because it's the way for the visual part of the brain, the visual cortex, to defend itself against takeovers from the other senses. So the idea is that although your senses have a lot in common, vision is fundamentally different. It's the only sense that has its inputs reduced when the planet rotates into darkness. You can still touch and hear and smell and taste in the dark, but historically, before electricity, you couldn't see for half the hours. So as a result, we think the visual system developed a way to fight for survival during the night. Every 90 minutes, activity is pumped into the visual part of the brain to keep it competitive, to prevent takeover. And when the visual part of the brain has activity, you experience vision, as we do every night in our dreams.
Thanks, David, for the great answers about why we dream. What a fascinating idea that dreams might be our brain's way of making pictures and keeping the part of the brain that lets us see busy during the dark of the night. I love that idea. I hope that answers your question, Katrin. And now for our third question. If you don't get enough sleep or you have a bad dream, you might wake up feeling a bit grumpy in the morning. Here's a question about something grumpy from Christopher. Over to Christopher.
Molly, my name is Christopher. I'm 4 years old and I love Pirates and Paw Patrol. My question is, why are camels grumpy? Bye!
Thanks, Christopher, for your brilliant question. Well, I had a good think about this, and I don't think camels are that grumpy. I think they just have a bit of a grumpy face. So people assume they're grumpy when actually, well, that's just their face. The noises they make can sound a bit grumpy too. But maybe camels are a bit misunderstood. There are a few things I do know about camels which I can tell you. Did you know? A lot of people think that a camel's hump has got water in it, but it doesn't. A camel's hump does not store water. The hump is full of fat. This is so that if a camel is stuck out in the desert without food, it can live off the fat in its hump. If the fat gets used up, a camel's hump will go all floppy and hang to the side of the camel. So a healthy camel's hump will be sticking up, full of fat, ready to keep it through times when it doesn't have enough food to eat. Camels are able to open and close their nostrils whenever they like, so they can stop themselves from breathing in sand if there's a sandstorm. When it's really hot, most creatures sweat to cool down, but camels don't sweat because they want to save water inside their bodies. Instead, they make their body temperature about 11 degrees, so they don't sweat. Camels often huddle together to cool down as their body temperature is often cooler than the heat of the desert. Camels can walk for 100 miles a day. They walk by moving both legs on one side, then both legs on the other, which is why if you sit on one as it's walking, you'll rock from side to side. A bit like maybe being in a boat. Did you know that camels are known as the boats of the desert? I hope that answers your question, Christopher. Right, that's it for this week. A big thank you to Christopher, Katrin, and Alice for this week's questions, and to David Eagleman for talking to us about why we dream.
A big thank you to Ash Gardner at House of Strange for the theme song and Audio Networks for all the lovely incidental music we use this week.
I hope you all have a lovely week coming up with fun things to do while you're all at home, and wishing you all sweet dreams. Do send everyone who doesn't know about Everything Under the Sun a link to the podcast and ask them to subscribe. You can always leave a review or send me a question. Just ask an adult to borrow their smartphone, go to the Apple Podcast app, and rate and review the show. And to send a question, just open a voice recording app and record yourself saying your name, your age, and a bit about yourself, and send it in to me at molly@everythingunderthesun.co.uk. Wishing you all a lovely week full of sweet dreams and a great week ahead. Thank you and goodbye.